everyone. This is Maddie Max, and for all your pro wrestling news, check out Gerwick.net, pro wrestling since 1997.
It is Thursday, June the 16th, 2016. I am Steve Gerwick of www.gerweck.net. And today I welcome a very special guest on the Gerwick.net website, www.gerweck.net, pro wrestling since 1997. Today we welcome the very beautiful, very talented Maddie Max. How you doing today?
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure, and 1 year in the wrestling business, that incorporates training and having matches. What are some of the big lessons you've learned so far, having 1 year experience now in the ring?
One of the biggest lessons I've learned is that not everybody is going to like you, even if you are nice and do what you're supposed to. So what I've learned recently is that you just not care about what anyone says. You have to go out, do you, and live your dream for you.
Why did you enter the wrestling business? What was it about wrestling that attracted you? And are you happy so far 1 year into the wrestling business?
Yes, I'm so happy. I'm so glad I finally decided to go after a dream of mine that I've had for so long. And what attracts me the most is just it in general. Like, I used to go to shows when I was little, and just the whole scene, the whole production all together, the entertainment aspect, the star aspect, that just drew me to it.
Who are some of your favorite wrestlers growing up? And then who would be some of your current favorite wrestlers? Maybe some of the wrestlers that kind of inspire you today.
My all-time favorite is definitely Lita and Edge. I just love their duo together and everything they did, everything she did, how she was so different, and how she just started a revolution, I think, personally. And today, I don't watch it as much as on TV as I probably should, but in the indie scene, I mean, she's kind of on TV, but, like, Taylor Hendricks inspires me a lot right now because of her look and the things she does in the ring. She does martial arts in the ring, and that's just different to me. And also, Tessa Blanchard is a huge inspiration for me because she's only 2 years older than me, and she travels the world already. She'd already have a name for herself, and she's just an idol to me because she's what I want to be in 2 years.
Do you have the WWE Network?
I do.
And do you watch it a lot? Is there something on there that maybe attracts your interest watching some of the older matches?
I don't watch it as much as I probably should. My brother watches it a lot, so it's on all the time. But they have, like, the interviews of superstars, and I've watched Edge's a lot, and I've watched the Diva ones, but I probably should watch it more.
You know, recently WWE went away from women's wrestling being portrayed as divas. They went to, ladies wrestling, women's wrestling, no more the just eye candy, really emphasizing athletic ability, the ability to work in the ring. What was your opinion of that change? Because there's certainly a lot of just pretty girls out there, but now it seems that they're definitely emphasizing the more athletic ability of the young ladies.
I like that they did that a lot, because before it was just take a model, turn her into a wrestler. But now it's take a wrestler, make them a star. And that's just really reassuring to someone who's actually in the business, because it's not just about looks, it's actually about ability now. And if you have the ability and you happen to have a look too, then you're more set to go into that kind of business versus, oh, she's a model, we can teach her how to wrestle. And that's, like, not fair to the people who can wrestle, actually. Like, they have a passion for it. They don't just stand there and look pretty and then they get turned into stars, you know?
Yeah, you are probably coming in at the right time, because, you know, years ago, there was a lot of emphasis on looks. They did bra and panty matches, Playboy pillow fights and such. And now it's kind of refreshing to go into the athletic ability. You know, there's like shimmer and shine, and they're really emphasizing the athletic ability, the ability to chain wrestle and to put on an entertaining match. So I think maybe for you, you're coming in at the right time. You have that athletic ability. You have a great look as well, but it seems like you might really be coming in a time to really flourish because of that emphasis on athletic wrestling right now.
I think so, too. Like, you see on WWE, like, Becky Lynch and Charlotte, whenever they wrestle, it's like wrestling. It's not just a move here and there. They're chaining. And that's just really cool because I know how to do that too. It's like, I can do what they can do. So the fact that they are wrestling now and doing wrestling moves is really cool because that's what I can do too.
Right. Were you athletic in high school? Played a lot of sports?
Yeah, I played soccer my whole life since I was 3. I've done every other sport in the book, but it's really just been soccer and then recently wrestling.
Got to ask the obvious question. It's very hard to be a successful in this business without the support of your family. What do your friends, what do your families think of you venturing out into wrestling? Are they concerned about you getting injured? And overall, what's the support been from the family and friends?
It's been so incredible. Like my friends, they'll hang my pictures up in their rooms or they'll come to my shows and like post all about me. And then I have like shirts. They'll wear my shirts. And then my family, the only people that are really concerned about like if I'm going to get hurt are, of course, my grandparents because they're grandparents. But they come to my matches and they're supportive. And after every match, though, they're like, did she hurt you? Did she hurt you? Did she hurt you? Are you okay? But it's really awesome to have a support system like that because it would be so hard to do this without them.
I was going to ask you, so far, any injuries, strawberries, big bruises?
Every day from training, and I look at my arms, and I have new bruises. But the only actual injury I've gotten is like a mild concussion one time. But that was my fault. It was not my opponent's fault at all. I just did not bump right at all. But that's it.
That's good. How did you adopt the ring name Maddie Max?
I like the name Madison Maxwell a lot, but everyone was like, that's so long, that's so long. So then at WrestleCade in November, I was telling people about that. And then a referee was like, what about Maddie Max? And I was like, no, that's stupid. But then I kept thinking and thinking. I was like, actually, this is freaking awesome. So I stuck with it, and now I'm Maddie Max.
There's a lot of young women out there, a lot of new women trying to make their name in this business. And certainly we're seeing a lot more all-women shows. We're seeing more independent shows have a women's match on the show. But how do you feel you separate yourself? How do you market yourself? Because there's so many, as I said before, young, attractive, good wrestlers that are women out there that are trying to make a name for themselves. What is it about you that is going to attract a promoter, going to attract the fans? What is it that you bring to the table maybe that would separate you from some of the other young ladies out there?
I think I have an attitude that not many people have. I'm a little bit sassy, I would say. And I think just like I'm not trying to like brag or anything, but like my personality in general, I feel is very welcoming and like bubbly and people are attracted to it. So, and then I can turn that into Maddie Max when it's time. So I think what it is that my character comes so naturally and people are like, whoa, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I mean,
that in general.
Do they, you know, when you're in wrestling school, when you're training, are they giving you pointers? I mean, obviously you got to work on your promo ability, but are they giving you little tips to say, look, you know, I can train you and I can have, you know, 10 wrestlers that come out exactly the same. There's something about you that's going to have to click that I'm going to want to pay money to see Maddie Max wrestle, or there's something about her that's going to attract me to go to see a show with her on the card, or eventually, you know, maybe move up into a developmental league, or possibly in the Shimmer, or possibly someday you'll be in Japan. But is there an emphasis maybe in wrestling school to say, look, you know, you really got to separate yourself. You really got to be something different, and you got to bring something different to the table.
Yeah, our trainer always emphasizes be different, be different, be different, because wrestling is so same thing now. You can't be original anymore, so take something and make it your own. And I think what also draws people to me is that I'm a little bit smaller than most people, so they're kind of like, and I think it's like related to the average person. Like, so you don't have to be like 7 feet tall and 300 pounds, you don't have to be a 5'10 model to do this, to just like the real person aspect of it too.
I know it's always unusual to ask a woman, but what is your size approximately?
I'm 5'1", I like to say. I'm really 5 feet and 3/4, 7 inch, but yeah, I'm 5'1".
So, I mean, as far as like weight, is it something where, I mean, obviously you don't have much fat on you looking at your pictures and seeing you in the ring. Is it an emphasis maybe now to add muscle, add a little size, maybe mm-hmm. add overall weight yeah. to your look?
I don't think I need to add weight. I think I need to tone what I have, because right now the women's movement is strong and sexy. So like a lot of girls are like toning themselves and becoming bigger and not just like size zero. I don't know what to call them, but size zero people. So as far as weight, I don't think I should gain any. I think I should maybe drop a couple and tone it all down.
Just more muscle.
Yeah, because my legs are fine. It's just because I played soccer my whole life. It's just my upper body I haven't really worked on at all, except for now wrestling.
So are you doing anything like as far as weight training then? Or
I go to the gym. I don't really lift weights as much. I do reps versus lifting, just to get the tone, not to build as much muscle, because I don't really want humongous arms. I just want toned arms.
Right.
We do a lot of cardio, too, so that helps with everything.
Do you watch a lot of the current products? You talked about the network. Do you watch Raw, SmackDown, TNA, Ring of Honor? What currently are you into, and what do you think of the current wrestling shows?
I watch all of those. I watch WWE the most. TNA, I recently watched a couple days ago, but it was like a two-hour delay because of technical difficulties. But it's just so cool to watch TNA and Ring of Honor because I know those people. Like, Trevor Lee, I've been on a show with him, and that's so cool. I'm on a poster with him right now. And, like, Gunner, I'm on a poster with him. And I went to Raw on May 16th, and John Skye was there, and it was like, whoa. You were just, like, next to me at a show last week. It's just... That's what I like the most about, like, Ring of Honor and TNA is because you know those people. And, like, I like WWE the most probably as an overall product because it is so much of a show. But TNA and Ring of Honor focus more on the wrestling aspect. So I guess it's just personal preference, but I like WWE the most.
Ring of Honor is setting up the Women of Honor. So
yeah,
they're going
I've seen
to
that.
Have their own women's division as well. So, and they're going to emphasize, obviously, not only good-looking women, but women that can actually work in the ring, because obviously Ring of mm-hmm. Honor is all about athletic ability.
Yeah, and so is Lucha Underground right now. They're all about, you can hang with us, but we're going to treat you like a guy. So they are about wrestling.
I mentioned before there's Shimmer, there's Shine, there's some all women's groups out there. Is that a kind of a goal for you right now? Obviously, you're probably working on cards where you're mostly men are on the card, and you might be an attraction as far as a women's match, but look in the future, maybe, you know, Shine, Shimmer, and some of the other women's groups out there.
Definitely. I did an all-girl show in Pennsylvania for Vow Wrestling, and that was just so incredible, because on all-girls shows, you all have the same passion, and contrary to what people may think, girls are not that catty, so it's so cool to talk to them and see what they've done, because you're on a show with people of so many different levels. They've been so many different places, and you can just learn from them, because everyone in this business is willing to help you. You just have to ask. So, yeah, definitely would love to do, like, Timber and stuff like that, or the High Spots one. Oh, my gosh, I can't remember the name right now. Woman of Combat, that one. That would be awesome,
yep.
too.
As far as women's wrestling, from your perspective, do you think most wrestling fans want to see athletic women wrestle, or is it more still, you know, we've been trained, you know, the divas all the years to, you know, look at a pretty woman, that's something, they have pretty valets and eye candy. Is it changing now a little bit more where you, from your perspective, you're seeing fans want to see the women actually wrestle, or is it 50-50, or how do you feel the fans approach women's wrestling right now?
I think it is 50-50 still, because half the time I go out there, and I know people are not watching what I'm doing. They're watching what I look like. But then you have those people that come up to you, and they're like, wow, you can, like, actually do this. And they're respectful of the business and what you are giving to it versus just what you look like. So I think there's a lot of changes to still be made for women to not just be the eye candy in wrestling, but I think movements are being made currently.
Yeah, we have a long history of, you know, WWE especially, WWF going back to the Attitude Era where, you know, we would really push, you know, chesty-looking women and really pretty blondes and, you know, Stacy Carter and Stacy Keibler and Trish Stratus. But, you know, obviously Trish Stratus could actually wrestle, but there's
yeah.
a lot of emphasis on women that just really look good, you know, Terry Runnels back in the day. And now it is, I think, is refreshing because we went through that period. We saw the women as eye candy, and certainly wrestling is a male-dominated genre, but it's refreshing to see a Bayley wrestle or a Sasha Banks wrestle or a Charlotte wrestle because they can actually wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, as you said there, it's 50-50. I think we've just been so trained over the years as wrestling fans just to look at women wrestlers as just women that look good. And now there's a great list of women wrestlers out there that can actually wrestle. And that's refreshing to see.
Yeah, like Santana Garrett right now, she's a big, big indie star. And she's so hot. And she can wrestle. She has the best of both worlds. So to see people like that is very reassuring, too.
Yeah, she just got booked in Japan, too. So that always works out. Yeah. Now, obviously, you're young, but I'm assuming as well that you're falling back on something on the education side. What is your goals maybe with college or, you know, furthering your education there?
Well, in August, I will be going to the University of Louisville in Kentucky, and I plan to get a four-year major in sports administration. And then from there, the ultimate goal would be to go to sports entertainment law and become an agent. Or if I decide I don't want to go to law school, because law school, and then I can just be a sports manager. I just want to do something. If I'm not in front of the scenes in sports, I want to be behind the scenes somehow, because that's all I've known my whole life is sports, so I don't want to leave it.
You've thought about this, but how, once you're in college and you're studying to get your degree, how's that going to impact your training with wrestling and your ongoing wrestling career at this point?
Well, what's awesome is that OVW in Louisville, Kentucky is only 19 minutes from the school, and they train Sunday or Saturday and Sunday morning, so it wouldn't affect booking. The only thing I'm a little bit nervous for is keeping up with classes and social life and training and doing shows. It's going to be a lot different from what I've already done, but I'm really excited to see what it can do.
And, you know, as far as a social life there, I've got to think somebody like you being so pretty, going to all these wrestling shows, and it's male dominated, that you must get hit on a lot.
Yeah, you get weird messages too, and weird offers.
I guess some of those you got to be careful of anymore. You know, it's a lot of strange people out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very strange people, but I'm thankful for them because they buy my stuff and they come see me at shows.
Right. Definitely. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Maddie Max right after this.
Hey, what's up, players? This is Teddy Long. And if you want to look like a true player, then you need to get yourself a Gurick Report Podcast T-shirt. That's right. Get yourself the Gurick Report Podcast T-shirt, the same one that I'm wearing and sporting and looking good in it each and every day. And if you want to get one of them, all you got to do is go to Pro Wrestling Tees. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/Gurick. ProWrestlingTees.com/Gurick. Get your T-shirt today, and you can look as pretty as me. Holla.
Visit our YouTube channel, search Gurick Report Podcast, and subscribe.
For all of your pro wrestling news, check out Gerwick.net, your number one source for wrestling news since 1997.
The Gerwick Report podcast is available via Gerwick.net. Download today on iTunes. Also can be streamed on Stitcher and TuneIn Radio.
We're back now with Maddie Max, and I'm just real curious here. You got a real cute ring attire. How did you decide upon what you're going to wear to the ring?
Well, it was actually because I had a match coming up, my first match ever, and I was freaking out because I had no gear, so I had to go shopping. And then I went into Spencer's and found shorts, and then my other shirts are just stores, but I need to get custom gear ASAP because I cannot just keep wrestling in T-shirts.
Well, right now it makes you stick out a little bit because everybody does have, like, you know, the ring gear. But yeah, I mean, eventually, do you have something in mind as far as what you want to wear ring attire wise?
Yes, for sure. Okay. I really like pink, like hot pink, and I want to wear a short that say Max on my butt. And I want hot pink tops. I just really like pink. And having a bright color like that is so different today because everyone's like the blacks or the whites or the red, and I just want to be popping.
Now, I assume with you only 1 year in the business, they love to rib rookies.
Yeah.
Have you been ribbed real good so far?
Not really. I just get a bunch of, like, remarks where people, like, question me, like, do you know this, do you know this, do you know this? But no one's actually, like, put a joke on me or anything like that really badly. I'm sure it's coming, though, because everyone has to go through it in this business.
No pies to the face, no being locked out somewhere.
No.
Flat tires or something.
No, I always leave my suitcase in a safe place, too, because I've heard stories about that. No one's said anything like that yet.
As far as, you know, be a critic of yourself, do you study your matches? Do you watch them on tape?
Yeah, sometimes it's really hard, too. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I doing? And then after my matches, of course, I'll go straight to my trainer. I'll be like, what is this? Like, what did I do wrong? And I'll go to vets, like the group, Mark James and Jimmy Parker. I'll always ask them, and I always get advice for my matches from them. So not only do I critique myself, I make sure I get it from other people to see what I can improve.
Now, as I said, you've only wrestled for, what, about 7 months, 8 months? As far as your strengths, what do you consider your biggest strengths thus far, and what do you consider your biggest weakness that you must improve on to get better?
I think I'm quick in the ring, but that also doesn't help me out because I do move really, really, really fast, and I get told all the time, slow down, slow down, slow down. But for my biggest weakness, it'd probably be smiling because I just get so excited in the ring that I just smile the whole time, even when I'm getting my butt kicked. I'm just smiling, and it's just not okay to do that.
Now, I just saw a promo where it says that you're turning a new leaf.
Maddie Max, care to comment on the rumors circling the pro wrestling circuit about you turning over a new leaf?
New leaf, you mean winning? Because recently, I don't know if you noticed, I have been getting the 1-2-3 count, but in the past, never. Because in the past, I thought that playing by the rules would get you somewhere, but it just gets you on the bottom. But Maddie Max is a top player, so you'll be seeing me win a lot more. Because Sunday, 1-2-3, me. Excuse me, I have better things to do.
And one would assume from this promo, it must be a heel turn. Which do you prefer? Now, obviously, you've been you're going to do this heel turn, but do you feel like maybe your personality fits one style or the other better?
I think I'm a heel at heart because, like I said earlier, my attitude is just I can turn it up to a new notch, and I can just really throw people off guard, and I can just be the biggest B-word ever, and it just comes so naturally to me. I think it's hard to be the face because I love to cheat.
as your trainers like gave you any tips as far as do they feel like you're more suited to be one or the other, or certainly you have to be in a position where you can go either way because you never know what a promoter might use you for.
Yeah.
But do they feel like maybe you translate better as a baby face at this point, or do they see more heel tendencies in you?
They see me as a heel. Most promotions see me as a heel.
What is training like, and what does your diet consist of? How do you stay in such great shape?
Well, training, we train 4 times a week, and we start off with warm-ups, which take about 45 minutes, and then we jump into the lesson, and we usually first off go back over the basics because the basics are so important and they get so lost in today's world of wrestling. We go back over the basics, and then we go into what we're going to learn. Like yesterday at training, I did our training test because we have to graduate from our training school, and I was just going over that for 3 hours, and it was just moves after moves after moves, making sure I'm getting my footwork right, and that's what we do usually. And then sometimes we'll take lessons on psychology and the business side of the world, how to present yourself, how to market yourself. So at training we get all aspects of wrestling, not just wrestling. Well, I try to go to the gym 4 times a week outside of wrestling, too, and I do try to watch what I eat as well. Like, I really like salads. And fun fact, if you put a bunch of salt and pepper, it tastes just like ranch, and it's a lot healthier than ranch on your salad. But,
just straight up salt and pepper?
Yeah, it's so good.
Huh, okay. there's a dieting tip of the day.
But I do try to eat, like, grilled versus fried, and I try to get all my protein in. Like, this morning I had 2 eggs and 2 for breakfast, and for lunch I'll probably have grilled chicken and broccoli. It's just, you have to just know how to eat. It's taken a lot of research, though, and my trainer is very helpful with that, too, because he knows all about that stuff. Like, we have dieting classes as well. It's just, it's hard at first, but once you get into the rhythm of it, it's so easy to eat healthy.
Is there a cheat day you might have eventually?
Yeah. You have to know.
What's your number one cheat food or snack or whatever?
I really, really love chips and salsa, and I probably shouldn't eat them as much as I do. But
what kind of salsa? What kind of salsa do you like?
Mild. I can't do medium.
Okay.
But I really like Salsarita's salsa. They are so good. Do you have Salsarita's in Michigan?
I don't believe so.
Oh,
see, well,
good.
Honestly, I'm a hot freak.
I find
the hottest salsas I can find. So
that sounds like my daddy's all about the hotness.
Yeah, I was talking to Rachel Ellering the other day. She's Paul Ellering's daughter, and we were just talking about how much we loved hot salsa, and she actually bought the same kind of salsa I would buy. I was like, wow, go figure. So it's hard to find, and so good. But I love chips and salsa, too. I can relate to that.
And
yeah.
So, yeah, that's the way to go.
Do you have a favorite match? I mean, you were talking about you grew up liking Edge and Lita. They were kind of inspirations to get in the wrestling business. Is there one or two matches that maybe stick out to you? Like, that's like my all-time favorite match. I like to go back and just watch it again and learn from it.
Yeah. It's actually the first match I ever remember. And it was the first match I ever saw live. I mean, I went to the whole Raw show, but that's the only match that I remember because it was the first time I saw, like, Lita and Edge, and those are my idols. But it was John Cena versus Edge. John Cena had Maria, Edge had Lita, and special guest Mick Foley as the referee. And it was just that match made me want to do this. Just the personas and the wrestling and the whole show put together. I was like, that's definitely what I want to do. I want to be Lita.
Cool. What do you consider your professional goals in terms of the wrestling business?
I definitely want to be on national TV for this someday, but that's everyone in this business' dream. So I definitely know the work that's required, but ultimately that would be the goal, is to do this nationally as a professional career, and that would be my living is wrestling. That would be so freaking cool.
Are you into MMA at all? Do you follow that?
No, I don't. That looks really, really painful.
What do you currently use for, like, entrance, ring music?
My friend Michael, Mr. Amazing, he's also a wrestler. He showed me this one song. It's called Bad Chick. It's by Somo. And just the beginning is, like, really nice. But then it starts talking about how this girl is so awesome, and she's Superwoman without a cape and all this stuff. And I was like, that is so Maddie Max. So I come out to that song.
Now, you mentioned Tessa Blanchard, like, dream opponents. Mm-hmm. Who would be some of the other women out there you'd like to maybe in the future lock up with?
Kayla Hendricks, because she's Kayla Hendricks, and I just admire her. I would love to get in the ring with Jessica Havoc, although I don't know how that match would go, considering she's, like, 6 feet tall and I'm 5 feet tall. Lufisto, she is a really big guy. She's my height, so it'd be really fun to wrestle her and to learn from all these people because they have so many experience.
Do you feel, you know, we were talking about your, you know, your, like, 5'1 frame. Do you feel that's going to be a hindrance to you? I mean, obviously women are not usually as tall as men, but the smaller size, do you think that's going to be a hindrance to you in the future?
It might be, but then I look at, like, AJ Lee, she was 5'2". Gail Kim was probably 5'3". Like,
okay,
it doesn't take 5'10 people to prove yourself. And that's also another thing that I like about being 5'1", is that, like, oh, she's going to lose. She's so little. And then you prove people wrong. And it's so fun to prove people wrong.
Somebody that may be inspiring to get into wrestling, sometimes I get these messages from people that say, I just finished high school and I really want to get into wrestling. What's your advice for me? So somebody out there that's like brand new, has never taken a bump, what advice would you give somebody that's wanting to get into this business?
The biggest advice I can give you is find a training school that knows what they're doing. Because there's so many training schools out there that will make you bump 5 times and call you a wrestler. My training school, I'm so fortunate about because I'm learning how to be a wrestler in all aspects. I don't just learn 2 moves and I'm considered one. I have to graduate from the school. I have to train 4 times a week. So if you're wanting to do this, go do it. Go find yourself a training school. Go train. Go work your butt off. Go prove yourself to everybody.
I commonly see people say, well, I look for a wrestling school and I go to the current wrestling school or the closest wrestling school to me. And to me, is if you're going to make this jump, if you're going to get into professional wrestling, you really got to do your homework, ask around, make some phone calls. And, the example I can think of, I talked to Rachel Ellering. She lived in Minnesota, but when she trained, she went to Calgary and trained with Lance Storm. So you have to be maybe willing to move out of state or drive 3-4 hours to wrestling school because, this is the most important part. Yeah, this is the most important is getting a really good wrestling trainer that knows something about wrestling and maybe has some connections and can give you the pointers that you need to develop in the ring.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate because the wrestling school I attend is 15 minutes from my house, but there are people who train with us from Charlotte and they come every day. And then what I'm doing actually is I'm moving to Louisville because I found OVW and I'm going to school, so I kind of got lucky again, but I did all my research on all the schools on where I wanted to go, and that influenced my college decision too of where I was going to go to school because I made the sacrifice to train but to also get a degree no matter where I am.
I know you're very early in your career, but at this point, do you have any regrets, anything you'd wish you could have done differently?
I have some matches I wish I didn't participate in because they're that ugly, but no, not yet. I'm sure along the way, because everyone makes mistakes, I'll have some. I'll sit back and say, why did I ever do that? Why did I ever wear that? Why did I ever say that? But not yet. Ask me in like another year, I'll probably have 20.
Well, that's how you learn. You have some rough matches. Mm-hmm. Like you said, this is the time to have your rough matches in your first year, and then you get better and better and get more promoters calling you and say, come here. And which states are you commonly booked in, and which states do you look forward to maybe branching out and wrestling in the future?
Well, since I live in North Carolina right now, that's where all my bookings are mainly. But I've been to Pennsylvania. I did 2 shows up there. I have Atlanta promoters looking at me right now. I might be going up to Connecticut in July. I'll be definitely in Kentucky in August. And then I've tried to work for Virginia, but you have to get a license, and I'm about to move to Kentucky, so I wasn't going to get it till January. So next year I'm looking to work in Virginia, and then in August I have a Tennessee booking. So, but states I really want to work in would be like Florida because it's really big there, New York, maybe the West Coast a little bit, California, that would be so awesome. Texas, definitely. Oh, I would love to go to Texas. Across the country too, that'd be so fun.
That'd be one of the best features of being in wrestling is they pay your way. come work here, and we'll pay you to work here. So that would be great. That's a great way to see the country and maybe eventually even branch out internationally, going overseas somewhere.
Hopefully that'd be fun too.
Always talk about Japan. I know UK sometimes looks for girls, so just never know. Developing skills as a promo, is that something emphasized in wrestling school? Because obviously wrestling today is so much on talking. Raw starts out with a 15-minute talk session. So learning the art of a promo, and do you feel like maybe you're developing in that area?
Yeah. We take time in classes sometimes to practice promos because we have this promo background we use, and we'll just videotape ourselves talking and talking and talking and talking. Yesterday we spent 30 minutes on this one person practicing a promo, and then they finally got it, and we record it, and then we start training. Our trainer gives us pointers on it, and how to do it, how to not sound like you're reading from a script. So, yeah, we focus on that a lot. And with promos, it takes a lot of practice to sound natural and to sound like you know what you're talking about. So we do emphasize that a lot in training school.
Last question for you here.
Okay.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years from today? If I turn around someday and I'm talking to you again on this show, on GirlWick.net in 5 years, where would you ultimately like to be?
Hopefully, I would see myself either being a WWE Diva or a TNA Knockout, because in 5 years I hope to have got to the point where I am nationally recognized or even internationally recognized, and I get to travel to a new state every day, put on 3 shows a week. Yeah, hopefully you'll turn around and be like, oh, Maddie Max, I used to talk to her. Now she's on TV every weekend or every week.
So I remember talking to you 1 year into the business when you were very green and just a rookie, and now you're a polished superstar.
Yeah, that's hopefully what the conversation will be in 5 years.
And by the way, I think you said WWE Diva. You're going to have to get into the mind frame of you're going to be a WWE superstar.
True, my bad. I like that one better.
I think they still call them knockouts in TNA, but I think, you know, the lingo now is if you're a woman's wrestler, ladies wrestler in WWE, you're just a WWE superstar like the men. So equal footing.
Superstar, yes.
Okay, as we wrap with you, go ahead and plug your social media. How can promoters get a hold of you as far as future bookings and any shows you want to plug?
Okay, well, you can follow me on Twitter at @MADI_MAXX. I'm also on Facebook. Just type in Maddie Max, and I have a page. You can send me messages there. My email is MaddieMax1@gmail.com, and then I also have an Instagram account. It's Madison Spagnola, but it's MADISYNSPAGNOLA. And for future bookings, I have a Tennessee one in August, which is going to be really awesome. I'm going to be tagging with Axton Lowe from AML. And then I have Ring of Honor. I won't be on the show, but I will be there helping with everything. So I'm really excited about that. And then I have Roddy Nicole coming up for Gouge, and I'm really excited about that. So those are some future bookings I have that are bigger.
Very good. Well, definitely encourage fans to follow you on social media. Watch for Maddie Max to come to your area or town and check her out at one of your local shows. And we wish you nothing but the best of success in the future.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me on the show.